The Public Relations Officer of the National Petroleum Authority, Yaro Kasambata, says there is no shortage of gas in the system as being speculated. He said there is enough stock of gas to be offloaded to the purchasing companies for onward distribution to consumers. Mr. Kasambata, who spoke to Radio Ghana, denied reports that the NPA is proposing a ban on vehicles that use LPG for commercial purposes. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
There is gas in the system, because if you say there is no gas in the system, what you're saying is that stockpiles have run short. But as I speak to you now, stockpiles are good. Okay, so there is stock in the system. But if the stations don't have gas, that is another problem. And MPA does not have direct control over how the product moves from the depot to the various stations. If it's happening now, we have to get on the ground to find out what may have necessitated the present delay in moving the product from the depots to the station.
If you are saying that you have stockpile of gas at the depot, and these marketing companies or those who are dealing with gas, yes, is to make profit, why would there be gas and they will not go to buy it?
It is not as simple as you see it, because if the station has placed an order for a product to be delivered to the station, and there is any hitch at the Tamaro refinery, the loading gantry, if it's undergoing any minor maintenance or routine maintenance program, it is likely to delay the movement of products from the depot to where the station is. We have sent a number of proposals, and I am just trying to let you know there are other scenarios in there. I don't know why your particular interest is on the ban.
But that one has come out in the media circle quite a number of times.
Yes, but it is not true. They are not reporting it right. And I'm telling you, it is not right. The information is that we have made a number of proposals. So if one proposal is taken out of the lot that we have made, and then it's suggested as if we are proposing that one, it is wrong misinformation, because we haven't even started with the ministry to deliberate on the number of scenarios that we have presented to it. So if one person has access to the proposals we've made and then takes one as the one that we are proposed, it presupposes that we are championing that particular one. And that is misinformation. And we want the public to be informed that we are not proposing a ban to the use of LPG by vehicle. We have proposed a number of actions to be taken. We are saying that it should be possible for us to put a different price for domestic users and then a different price for the people who use the LPG for commercial purposes. Because as we speak now, LPG is a subsidized product.
PRO of NPA, Yaro Kasambata.